This is Shambhala Sun, editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to the third installment of a Shambhala Sun audio preview of our new September 2009 issue, which will be available on newsstands beginning at the end of July. Here, editor-in-chief Melvin McLeod talks about the Buddhist-informed philosophy behind the design of the magazine, as seen in the new issue's 30th anniversary retrospective of the fine artists who have appeared in the Shambhala Sun. And he tells us what to expect in our November 2009 issue. Lastly, in our discussion of this new issue, the Sun is continuing its 30-year anniversary retrospective in this issue with a best-of feature focusing on art and artists. Now, the Sun has won design awards. What's the magazine's philosophy to art and design?
Well, it's interesting because, unlike a lot of publications, there's a very specific and deep philosophy of art behind the Shambhala Sun. And that philosophy is the Dharma art teachings of the Sun's founder, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. And they're carried forth in the Sun by our art director, Liza Matthews, who has been the art director of the Sun, and before that, Vajradhatu's Sun, since day one of its inception. And Liza is a deep and profound student of Dharma art, a serious practicer of Japanese flower arranging, Ikebana, a very, very devoted student of Trungpa Rinpoche's, who was instructed personally by him in concepts of design. And so there's a profound view that art and design and the look of pages of the Shambhala Sun, as well as the choices of art within it, are themselves Dharma teachings, perhaps every bit as important as the words that appear in the Sun. And I think that profound view of the intersection of art and Dharma and life that Trungpa Rinpoche taught is reflected in the unique design of the Shambhala Sun. In this particular case, what we have is a portfolio of seven of the artists who've been featured over the years in the pages of the Shambhala Sun, including Chogyam Trungpa himself, as well as well-known figures such as the video artist Bill Viola, the photographer Lynn Davis, Don Farber, well-known for his photography of the Buddhist world. And in each case, a representative example of their work, and I think most interesting of all, a paragraph written by Liza herself on their work and why she feels that it fits within the philosophy of the Shambhala Sun as I've described it. And I think in this issue, readers are really going to enjoy this presentation because it's both visually stunning as well as extremely informative from an artistic and Dharma point of view.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to a new piece that we'll be hosting on Shambhala Sun Space, wherein Liza is going to feature a few of her favorite spreads from the over the years of the magazine, talking about the design behind those spreads, kind of giving an insider's look at how she designs the magazine.
That'll be great.
Lastly, we always sort of like to wrap up this conversation by giving a preview of what readers can expect in the next issue. So what can readers expect, Melvin?
Quickly, I think a really good issue. This will be our first cover in which we featured Pema Chodron for a while with an exclusive excerpt from her new book called Taking the Leap. That will be followed by teachings by Chogyam Trungpa on working with fear, which Pema Chodron herself feels are very powerful and which she's choosing to teach on herself quite a bit these days. Both of those will address personal challenges and benefits, really, of being able to be who we are fearlessly and honestly and not shy away from the parts of ourselves that we find painful, and in doing that, discover the goodness and bravery and wisdom and compassion that are, in fact, our true nature. We also feature three short essays by the best-selling writer Diane Ackerman, best known for her book Natural History of the Senses, and a profile by Barry Boyce of the dean, you could argue perhaps the founder of American comparative religion, Houston Smith.
Thanks very much, Melvin.
You're welcome, Ron.
That was Melvin McLeod joining me to preview the September 2009 issue of the Shambhala Sun, which subscribers are receiving now. If you're not a subscriber, you can save half off by clicking the subscribe link found at the top of any page on ShambhalaSun.com, or you can pick up a copy at your newsstand beginning at the end of July. Keep coming back to Sunspace and ShambhalaSun.com for content from the September issue, as well as the web-only exclusives and more that Melvin and I talked about here. This is Rod Mead Sperry, and thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.